This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hand off Curry on the sideline. Curry in trouble. Trapped behind the back to Butler. Butler with three. Takes the jumper. Got fouled by Dylan Brooks with 2.7 on the shot clock. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
No, we're not having fun. Give me a break for this. I don't like Dylan Brooks, so we're never having fun. I'm a fierce competitor. He's a fierce competitor. There ain't nothing fun about that.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Dylan Brooks, also the man who fouled Jimmy Butler on the big rebound at the end.
Yep.
There is nothing more Bay Area sports satisfying right now than when that look hits Dylan Brooks' face. That look of, crap, we just lost.
Yeah.
That's the most satisfying thing in Bay Area sports right now.
And the other one would be when he twirls his finger trying to get a review and his own team ignores him because, you know, Jimmy fouled you. Yeah, it was no flagrant. It was no anything else. And even with the Steph Curry double tech moment where he fouls Steph and he kind of chucks him to the ground and Steph goes, that's two. That's two on you. And Dylan gets all mad because, you know, Steph Curry had the wherewithal to know how many fouls was on Dylan.
Well, and he punched at the ball while Steph was, like, in the process of getting up. Let's go there. And 888-957-9570, I wanted to read this, too. This is kind of funny, and it goes in the line with Dylan Brooks on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. 307 texted in and said, yes, it's an it's an experience game. My experience is I now sports hate Houston as much as I sports hate Memphis and crew like Desmond Bane and John Morant. I didn't think it was possible. And the playoffs will do that to you. It's the same ugly mugs every other night for a week and a half to 2 weeks, and it gets you. It absolutely gets you. And the Warriors have tangled with Dylan Brooks specifically a lot in the playoffs. And every time there's extracurricular, so I get it. I get it. I will say this about Dylan, though. He's a different player than he was in Memphis. He's a better offensive player now than he was a few years ago. Or he's just getting more chances than maybe he did in Memphis.
Yeah, I think that's it.
He's got more skill than I realized. Don't get me wrong. I still would not cross the street to help him out. But he's an effective player. And man, he gets under your skin. The play that you're referencing. Here's my thing. And maybe this isn't fair. I don't want this to sound homerish. I would say it if the other was true. I don't understand the idea of a technical foul for quote-unquote taunting. Here's why. I'm not saying in general taunting can't be a tech, because that's what they teed up Steph for. Taunting. Yep. They used the word. Have you seen one play in the playoffs where there isn't taunting? Jimmy Butler, like they've read his lips, is literally in front of the refs calling Dylan Brooks a bum and a B and an N-word and all this right in front of the referee's face at the free throw line while they're standing there. That's not taunting.
You're just expressing your opinion of another person. That's all.
I mean, I don't know, man. That seemed like a funny word to me.
Yeah.
How the hell are you going to watch these playoffs and pick out one thing where Steph Curry held up a couple fingers and decide that that's taunting? They're taunting each other on every play. I didn't get that. Brooks was the one who reached in and started whacking at the ball while he was getting up. He's also the one
after he got taunted.
And he committed the foul prior to that.
Exactly. So common foul.
That one was on him. If you want to call a tech, that one was on him. You didn't even need to call a tech. Dude, let him get up and walk away.
Well, you did because he came in and he punched at the ball. And so that is
that's a tech.
That's right.
On Dylan Brooks.
And it was all provoked by Steph Curry and the taunt of the, you know, I'm not saying that is like every taunt is not equal, but watching the replay and I was in the press box and I was like, that's going to be a classic double tech and we move on. And then Draymond got, he caught a stray.
And he caught a Draymond. We should just start calling it a Draymond.
Not a stray,
like,
but a
Draymond.
You're
in the neighborhood, Draymond, so you get one too.
He caught a Dray.
Right.
And in this moment, I thought that he actually was coming in to try to keep the peace.
Yeah.
And his version of keeping the peace is like pushing people away. Not aggressively, but he was trying to, clear the area.
I thought everything Dray did in that moment was trying to protect Steph.
Agreed.
Dray turned into an offensive lineman if you went and knocked the quarterback down after the play. He's going to come protect you. So I'm with you. I didn't think Dray needed a technical
either.
There.
I didn't either. I thought it was a classic, Steph gets one because it's a taunt, and whether or not that taunt is equal to every other taunt you're talking about, you're right. But, for it to come from Steph and Dylan reacts, fine. Double text, we move on. But then Draymond catches one, and that's the moment where I thought that the refs lost a little control of the game, and I don't really blame them that much because that game was so physical and so intense. How do you really, quote, keep control of that game? It's almost impossible in that moment to keep control of it.
I agree. I agree. I mean, you look at the personalities are on the floor, the size, the urgency, everything that's going on, the physicality. I don't know how you calm everybody down. And again, we don't want this stop-start nature. We don't want everything called. So I didn't really have a big problem with the fouls that were called in the game. I just thought that when they went to review, they came out with very weird answers.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, that's what you went and looked at? You went and found that Draymond Green, who essentially did nothing in the situation you're talking about, gets a technical. And then on the next one, when he gets tangled up with Tari Eason, you decided to call a flagrant when he's literally pulling at the guy's shorts and people are yanking jerseys. I'm like, those are classic technical fouls, but you didn't want to call a technical foul.
No,
because then Draymond's out of the game. So you just came out and you went, yeah, flagrant foul. I'm like, that's not a flagrant foul. No, I didn't think.
You could look at what he did with his feet. And he has a history of his feet being involved with other players.
I would have called that a technical then, if that's how you felt about the feet, because it was kind of after the whistle had blown. So I would have called that a technical.
Yeah, and instead, I mean, you called it a flagrant because you knew that he had a tech, and so I do think that it was a little bit of an easy way to punish him without having him be kicked out of the game because, honestly, neither of the two things that Draymond Green was involved in were ejection-worthy. Like, the first tech I thought was a soft tech. He was kind of coming in, I thought, to try to, keep the peace. And the second one, where he kind of rat-a-tats Eason with his shoes, that's not a flagrant two. That might be a flagrant one or a tech.
And then who's my man who tackled Butler? Was that Eason also? Was that Tari Eason?
I think so.
Who tackled Jimmy Butler? And they're like, I saw it, and I'm like, oh, my God. They're like, horrible foul, and they're going to review it for flagrant. He tackled Jimmy Butler, and they go, we're going to review it. And I was sitting there in Splash. I'm like, yeah, that's going to be a flag. That's going to be two shots on the ball. And those cats went over there for about 3 minutes, and they walked out and went, we've got a foul on Steph Curry. I'm like, what? Where are you? Like, what? And then they show the replay and decide that Steph Curry, who kind of fingernails Tari Eason.
Right.
In other words, shoved him into Jimmy Butler. I'm like, that is the most wackadoodle answer you could have come out of your booth with. Go back in your booth and try again. That's an incorrect answer.
Just please don't go back in your booth, because that thing was 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Holy
and
crap.
Like, an NBA game is supposed to be about 2 hours, two and change.
Two fifteen in the playoffs,
sure,
I'll give you that.
Sure. That thing was 2:50. And, yeah, you know, by the time we got out of there, we got to our car, it's like, okay, now it's 10:30, and you know, it's gonna be a long night now.
I don't wanna call her out. Lovely Christy looks at me. The fourth
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quarter's about to start. And we've already, like, we've kind of had the drinks that we're going to have. We've had the food that we're going to have.
Yep.
Servers come by about five times and gotten the no thanks, we're fine kind of a thing. And she looks at me and she's like, I'm kind of getting bored. I'm like, what?
Bored?
It's a 2-point game. She's like, it was a 2-point game 2 hours ago. It's still a 2-point game. Could we get some flow going? And then the fourth quarter was incredibly entertaining.
Yeah,
dude, that was a journey. That was a long cruise.
Doubt. And I was thinking about you because, you know, you didn't call me out on the air, but you guys, you and Granny are both like, hey, you going to stay for the whole game?
Yep.
And I was like, well, you know, if it's a 12-point game with four to go, I'm out and this and that. And so I'm sitting there and this thing is like, man, 4-point game, it's a 2-point game, it's a 3-point game. And I'm like, well, there's no way I'm leaving this thing early. This is one of the greatest games I've ever been to in my life. And then I look down at my watch and it's 9:45 and we got 5 minutes to go in the fourth. And I'm like, oh boy, I mean, it's going to be... it's going to be a late one, but there's no way I'm leaving this game.
Be honest. At 11 o'clock at night when you're sitting in Lot A traffic,
yeah,
were you mother bleeping me and Grandy?
No.
For telling you needed to stay to the end?
I was on the phone with my wife talking about, will Safeway be open for me to get infant Tylenol? So I had stops,
yes,
to make. The answer is yes.
Yeah, how late your Safeway
I didn't
open?
See you in the aisles. They're open
not
till 2.
One. They're open till 2. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So by the time I got to that Safeway and, you know.
Now, I was doing dishes because my children don't know to clean up after themselves when they get their own dinner.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I was doing at midnight. No, I was doing dishes.
It's great. I got home at about 11:40 and at about 1:07, my daughter woke up screaming. So I got about 48 minutes of sleep last night.
Oh, good.
Which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's
and here we are.
48 minutes more than we used to get in college.
Dude, no doubt.
It's okay.
But I'm no longer 20 years
You're
old.
You're not, are you?
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.